Welcome to the Edinburgh Cider Review, episode 21. No gimmicks. Not that that's the name of the podcast.
Where did that come from?
My name's Neil Caldwell. I have with me James Cocker, aka IT.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good. It's been a while. Well, it's been longer than we were meant to be. I blame you. You were away.
Yeah. We've started a bit strangely because we're sat beside each other.
Yeah, I've rearranged my living room. So, anyway.
Makes me feel a bit more self-conscious.
It is a bit different, this, isn't it?
Anyway, have you got anything to announce?
Do I have anything to announce? Actually, I do have some news that could well, in fact, is going to affect the podcast. I am moving to Canada.
You're emigrating?
I am.
You're leaving the country?
I am leaving the country.
So this makes the Edinburgh side of you somewhat difficult?
Well, yeah. So I'm moving to Ottawa, Canada, probably in 2 or 3 months' time.
Yeah.
Which
means we've got a lot of cider to drink you go.
We do have a lot of cider to get through, and we're not quite sure of the future of the podcast, to be honest.
But we'll carry on in some form. But in the meantime, let's make a start on the cider. What's in your fridge?
After all the global rubbish that we had last time around, I thought I'd bring it back a bit closer to home. And this week, we have got four good, standard, proper ciders. So we have got a Golden Blush cider from Newton's that came from the Bristol Cider Shop.
That's in Herefordshire, that one.
We have got Brancage. How would you pronounce that?
Brancage.
Something like that. Sparkling cider from Jersey. We also have here a Sanford Orchards Devon Red, which we have mentioned on the show in the past, but we haven't had it on the show. And finally, we have a Tricky cider, the Medium Sweet. So
Tricky is from Somerset.
Very similar looking ciders.
So we have Somerset, Devon, Herefordshire, and the Channel Islands, which I suppose is still cider country between Normandy, Brittany, Somerset, and Devon, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they all count. They should all be good, is my expectation. So would the driest one first?
I think so.
Which we think is Newton's Golden Blush, but we could be wrong. We've been wrong about this before.
Well, judging by the bottles, this one's meant to be medium dry, I think it said on the bottle. So let's give it a pour. Yeah, all these ciders pretty much have the same golden colour to them.
That's good.
I've got a... Ooh.
That's good.
Mm. Quite dry, crispy.
That tastes a bit French.
I was going to say that. I was thinking that. It does taste French. So this is the Golden Blush cider from Herefordshire.
I was expecting the one from Jersey to taste a bit more French.
Well, we haven't had that yet, so it might do. But this does taste French.
This is a Herefordshire cider, 6.2%.
Yeah.
And it tastes like a good Norman cider.
It really does, doesn't it?
It's not like the more slightly sweeter Breton versions. It's like a Norman cider.
Mm, it very much is. I picked up the other week a bottle of Écusson cider from Spirited Wines on Frederick Street or Castle Street or whichever one it is.
Frederick Street.
It's very good. I'd recommend it. The 4.5% one. And this is quite similar in a way, yeah, to that.
Yeah.
Because that was the last French cider I had. So I like this.
Is that Norman one, that one? I think it is, yeah. I think I had that before.
Okay.
But it's also, the Longville is another Norman cider. There's a similarity there.
Mm.
That's strange.
So this is, yeah, it's like...
It's very good, don't get me wrong.
It's very good, because it's a French tasting, which is good, and it's 6.2%, which you don't normally get from a French cider, as I learnt in the last show.
So it's a good cider, which we were expecting, but a different kind of good cider.
Mm.
Strange. Mm. Interesting start to the show.
A very interesting start to the show.
This feels like the first podcast again, you know?
Well, because we're back where we recorded
it. Maybe this is the beginning of the end. I don't know. But anyway, we'll move on.
Well, we can't move on. We haven't rated it yet.
Well,
you're in a rush tonight.
I am.
I know we've got four signers to get through and you are looking forward to, but we still need to stick to the plan. So, I haven't got a figure. What am I going to give this Newton's Golden Blush?
I'm a bit thrown by it. I'll give it a... When in doubt, with a good cider, 7.5.
Ooh, okay.
Because it's not, it's not amazing, but it's very good.
I like it very much. I'm going for 8.
Fair enough. Okay. So we'll give it, 7.75 overall?
Yeah.
That's probably fair.
Give it 8.5.
That's probably fair. Right, next.
Slow down.
Next we go to Jersey.
Okay.
hop across the water.
Yeah, it starts with B.
Why do you have issues with any word that doesn't look familiar to you?
Because...
Why don't you try pronounce...
Read
the word, okay, and then pronounce it.
Branchage.
Branchage or brancage. One of the two. Right? You don't need to stutter when you don't have one. Anyway, these all look broadly similar.
Same colour?
Slightly the traditional cider colour, I suppose you could say, without being a traditional translucent cider colour. Slightly fizzy.
Ooh, something different at the end there.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. It's fine.
So it is a real cider. It's a good 6% real cider.
I'm not getting a lot to start with from it.
No, I think the last one was quite flavoursome. So this one's maybe... It's pure medium, it's called it.
It's got a bit of a... What's earwax taste like?
How can this possibly taste like earwax?
Cranberry juice. That cranberry juice, it's got that... that makes your mouth go all... It's kind of got a bit of that towards the end. Is it, what's it called? I don't know what it's called. I should really know what it's called. It's like bittersweet. What's it called?
Tannins or acidity and stuff like that.
Well, not even that. There's a bit of a...
It's not the most...
There's a bit of a kind of cranberry. That thing you get from cranberry juice. There's a bit of it in here.
At the very end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's not unpleasant.
No.
I quite like it. For a real cider, I was expecting slightly more.
Yeah.
But Robert Ainsworth got me this one, by the way.
Okay.
Quite a while ago, I think, actually.
Okay.
But this one's better than his previous efforts.
I can't remember all his previous efforts, to be honest. Now, this is interesting. It's made from apples including Browns, Michelin, Dabonnet, Yarlington Mill. Okay, that's all. But quite a few of the... Like, we've had Yarlington Mill, we've had Dabonnet, we've had Browns. And this is a kind of blend of them all.
Well, it is, yeah. Well, I mean, isn't that idea of blending varieties more French in itself? I remember Peter from Thistle Cross saying that the sort of real traditional Somerset ciders, single variety. Whereas you move to France, it's more about creating a blended taste, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember he was doing the whiskey comparison?
Yeah.
That's why... Probably
could be.
Talking about
could be. I'm not sure about this one. It's not really doing too much for me. So,
but I'd still. I mean, like, we've still got to compare this to some of the other ciders that you get in pubs, and I'm not talking about the nonsense ones. Just some of the other reasonable ones, and this is still pretty good. So I'll give it 6.5.
Okay, I was thinking 6.
All right, a slightly harsh 6.25 in my view. There you go. So that's Jersey's first appearance in the show. No, that's fine. I just had another sip, and I'm.
Yeah, it's something. There's something a bit different. I'm not quite sure about that.
Anyway, right, we'll press on.
So
we get Devon's first appearance in the show in terms of trying a cider on the show. This is Devon Red from Sanford Orchard.
Now,
with the label of proper cider on it.
Yeah, that's kind of where I stole the phrase from. But we have mentioned Devon Red in the past because about a year ago now, I discovered that it was the Will Caldwell, is that his name, from the Independence, number one recommended cider. So we had been on a task to track it down, and we eventually found it in Brewdog in Edinburgh.
Surprisingly.
Now, I've only ever had that one bottle of this, or was it half a bottle we had in that? I think it was maybe in half, because we shared it with
we had another Sanford Orchard's.
We had
flavoured cider.
The blackcurrant one or something.
Yeah.
So I've only ever had half a bottle of this. It was very nice. I had had a bit to drink before it, so my taste buds may have been...
Yeah.
Affected with that. I know you ordered a lot of this.
Yeah, I ordered a crate for Christmas.
And for Christmas.
Yeah.
So
that was good, don't get me wrong.
You've had a lot, I've had a little. Let's see what we think. Oh yeah, that's good.
It's good, isn't it?
That is very good. It's pretty much, yeah, that's good.
It's almost, trying it again here when I'm concentrating on it, it does remind you of elements of J.K. Scrumpy almost, doesn't it? There's that kind of sweet and real kind of...
It
unique
does
apple taste to it.
It does a bit. That yeah.
The bittersweet finish, they call it. The other good thing about this cider is, and this is one of the reasons why I ordered a crate of this rather than some other good cider over Christmas, was because it's 4.5%. So it's not usually the good ciders, the kind of ciders we like to enjoy. They're 6%. So if you're going to a Hogmanay party, you cannot bring 5 or 6 of them because
yeah, I mean
we've got a long time to get through. Whereas this stuff,
we know what happened last time. You had several Westerns vintages in a row.
Yeah, well, that wasn't a good afternoon. But this stuff is proper. It is proper cider. Advertise itself as such. It definitely is proper cider. It tastes very, very good, and it's 4.5%. The more of this in pubs, in shops around the country, the better.
See, it is good. I'm trying to put my finger on it. I'm almost wanting. It's so good. I'm almost wanting it to taste even more flavoursome.
More flavoursome
than it is.
No, I would say
it is flavoursome. But
to me, it's got plenty of flavour to it. It's definitely that unique taste.
It just leaves me wanting even more. Maybe it's because the aftertaste kind of disappears. I don't know. No, it's don't get me wrong. It is really good.
Okay. Grades.
What are you giving it?
9.
Okay. I was thinking 8.
8?
Still a high mark for our table.
See, right, okay. Are you giving it 8 then? No, I don't know. Just give me your grade. Don't no faffing about.
I've completely forgotten where we are on the league table.
We're going to reclassify everything.
I know. It's a bit of a mess. I just want to make sure it's getting a because we.
No. You can't look at other ones because we're going to like if you give it the grade you wanted, right? We're going to end up with our favourite ciders being in positions 7, 8, and 9 almost or something like that, right? Just what grade are you giving it?
I'm giving it an 8.5.
You're giving it an 8.5.
Yeah.
So we end up with Sanford Orchard's Devon Red getting 8.75.
Okay.
High praise indeed.
Yes. It's a good cider.
It is a very good cider. One of my favourites, without a doubt. Yeah. So we press on. So we now. Tasty. So I think we've almost done these in the right order. But we're assuming that the last one's going to be sweeter.
Well, it does say this is tricky cider. It's all in the apple, and in big letters on the front, it does say medium sweet. We'll see what like this is a 6% from where's it from? Taunton.
Yes, it's on the Somerset Devon border. They say.
Okay, but it can't be right. It must be in one of them, surely.
Well, I'm guessing it's on the border, so they otherwise they would have said as much.
Yeah, but it must be Taunton, Somerset, or Taunton.
Well, it doesn't say. All it says.
Crack it open.
We've not had a tricky cider yet before, have we, in the show?
No, I don't believe
we've. I don't think I've even had a tricky cider at all.
No, this came. This is one of the ones I got originally from the Bristol Cider Shop that has kind of been hanging in the winds. I've never been too sure about sticking it in the show. I've always had other ones that I wanted to try.
Why? I've always wondered why that, because I've seen that in your cellar, which is your pre-fridge cider storing position, and I've always wondered why we haven't had it.
It's just never fallen into, I don't know.
Because it looks good.
Well, let's taste it, shall we?
It's medium sweet. It's a real size, 6%.
Slightly different aroma to it. Ooh. Wow.
Medium sweet.
Eesh. Mmm. Tangy.
That's definitely not as sweet as the Devon Red.
It's not a. Yeah, it's not. Ooh, what is that? This is when I wish I could know what I'm tasting here. What is that twang, that yeast to it?
It's not.
Natural yeasts and tannins, it says on the bottle. Maybe that is tannins. How come we've done 21 shows and we still don't know what a tannin is?
Well, I think I know what tannin tastes like now. Don't want to tell us what a tannin is.
Which we probably should.
I don't even know if you define it as such. Does it need a proper noun in front of it? Or a definite article in front of it?
Oh, that is. It doesn't taste like cider in a way. It almost tastes like. I don't know what it tastes like.
It's very high in that tannin, whatever. We've had that taste before. Sometimes in ciders we don't particularly like.
Yeah.
Like in a real still ones with a subtle hint of it. That's got a lot of it. It's not. I wouldn't say I dislike it, but I'm not. It requires more.
It's that same cranberry juice end to you that gives you that. You can feel it around your mouth even after you've way after you've finished it. It's worth trying. Give it a go, this tricky stuff.
Very high in this tannin. So if you're in,
we could be wrong. It might not be Tennent's, but
I'm sure it is. It's got the right name to it. I mean, these names, they usually come up with names for these kind of substances or tastes or extracts because of something in it that make that sounds right, and it does. If I knew what a tannin was, that tastes like a tannin.
Mm.
Or tannins. It's good. It's good, but it's strange.
Yeah, I mean, it's got some taste there. It's got a lot of taste there. It's just whether I like that taste or not.
I think that's one you can definitely get used to, though. I mean, it's a quiet taste. It's almost like... It's not sweet, though. It's not medium sweet.
Yeah. I'm starting to wonder whether it being a clear bottle and me not putting it in a dark place has affected it after having it for so long. But I don't think that would have made it taste like it does. So, oh well. We shall see. Right, what am I going to give this?
I'm unsure. This is one that if we tried it again in a few months' time, or if we tried it first before the others, it might have a different mark. I'll give it a 5.5.
Okay.
It's not a wholly unpleasant drink.
Yeah, I'm going to hit 5.5 as well.
Okay, 5.5 for Tricky.
Mm.
So there we go. Hey. That's your fridge.
Mm. Yes, so first round of the fridge. So yeah, as we've kind of got a lot of cider to get through until I head off to Canada, by the time I head off to Canada, I thought we'd be best doing at least 4 ciders in a show.
Yeah, and to be honest, over the next few months, we might have more regular shows.
Yes, I do plan.
We're hoping to. We're hoping to.
Yes,
but we're also they might just end up with us drinking cider and talking nonsense rather than any definable features.
It might do. It might do. Just before I forget, on the subject of Canada, if we do have any Canadian listeners, do please get in touch about Canadian cider.
Hold on. If we don't have any Canadian listeners, you want them to get in touch?
Did I say don't?
Yes.
I think this cider's going to ahead tonight.
How
can't speak.
How are you expecting people that are not listening to us to get
in
touch?
I meant to say, you know what I meant to say? Canadian listeners, get in touch. Let me know about Canadian cider. I'm heading to Ottawa, Ontario. And from what I believe, the alcohol laws in Ontario are rather strict.
Are they?
And you can't actually buy alcohol in off licenses or shops or supermarkets or anything like that. The only place you can get it is from these officially licensed LCBO stores. It's all like government controlled, and they're the only ones that get to choose what alcohol is sold for you to take home. Which seems a bit rubbish, and I don't think it's good news for cider.
So it's the provincial laws that apply for Ottawa.
Yeah.
So you could go to another province in Canada.
Well, yeah, saying that, Ottawa's right on the border between Ontario and Quebec. Now, over in Quebec, in Gatineau, I'm hoping...
Oh, there'll be French cider.
I'm hoping, exactly, there's going to be some good French cider.
Or French style cider.
Yeah, French style. Because I did see someone on Twitter posted about, what was it, crackling cider. No one seemed to know what crackling... It was like something crackling cider. And it was a very French style, but it was Canadian cider. So that's what I'm kind of hoping that Quebec is going to offer some decent cider.
Very good.
Our way. So...
So we press on. We have no definable features, unless you've got any news.
I do have some definable features, I'll have you know.
You have definable features and you have news, or...?
Bit of both.
Right.
A couple of bits of news worth mentioning. Sales of Magnus has fallen.
Sales of Magnus has fallen. Oh dear.
It's dipped 11%, like 9 months running up to November.
Well, I'm guessing that's for easily clarified reasons. It's far more cider on the market. People realise Magners is pish,
well,
and there's better, and also equivalents, and a greater variety of pish cider, as well as a greater variety of good
cider.
Yeah,
I mean, hopefully that's the way you can see it, and not the fact that cider sales are falling in general. But I'm hoping...
Are cider sales falling in general?
I didn't dig into it that much. But yeah, no, hopefully it is, as you say, that people are finding better ciders.
Yeah.
But saying that, I don't think there's enough of that to warrant that 11%.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you look at all the bars around Edinburgh, and I think Edinburgh is generally a good place to judge these things as any, in the UK, certainly. And these days, You've always had a Magners or a Strongbow on tap, but these days you get more variety on tap. You've even got Summersby on tap in places.
Mm.
You've got about 15 varieties of Recordaleg in some fridges.
True.
You've got Recordaleg, Copper, all the Swedish nonsense in the fridge, as well as in a lot of pubs increasingly, thanks in part to us, maybe, you've got a good cider in there as well. And the more people try good cider as opposed to Magners and equivalent pish, you get people opting for the good cider.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. I mean, do you think, it's interesting, you pointed out there's all the different range of Rekordlig and Kopparberg fruity stuff, but do you actually think there's that many people that are moving on to those from Magnus? Because they're different drinks.
Yeah, but if you're not acquired to good cider...
No, but they're still completely different. One's a standard cider, and others are basically fruity nonsense.
Oh, no, maybe you're right. No, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. But the general, if I'm going to have a nice, refreshing drink, and I don't want beer... The non-cider fans' approach to cider, if you like.
Yeah, okay.
They're as well having a passion-flavoured... Yeah. Recorder like or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I thought that was worth noting. Now, second piece of news. I think in one show in the past, we may or may not have touched on the topic of chocolate cider.
Chocolate cider?
Did I not randomly suggest we could make chocolate cider or something? Or was it chili cider or something like that?
It sounds like the kind of nonsensical thing you would say.
Yes.
I can't remember you actually saying it.
So, chocolate cider is now a thing.
Right.
Woodchuck, who are a big US cider producer. I think I mentioned them.
They're not American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said US.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right.
So you have heard of them. They have just created a cider aged with crushed cocoa beans.
Right.
6.9%.
6.9% chocolate drink.
Chocolate cider.
Right.
It kind of reminded me a bit of their mint choc Pringles that I tried the other week. I gave you some, didn't I?
They were disgusting.
They were disgusting. So I'd be up for trying some chocolate cider. It does sound kind of cool.
Well, you are a fan of exotic flavours.
I am. And normally I like them, other than the mint choc Pringles, which were minging.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're going to that part of the world.
That's true. I think it's just limited edition. They've done a couple of others in this cellar series, as they call it. One which is dry hop, which was infused with hops.
No, I would like to try that.
Which could be interesting.
Hop infused cider does sound good.
Yeah, well, I mean, they do. I mean, I don't know how quite they did it there, but was it Big Secu cider maker guy was on about making?
Oh, that guy, aye.
Where is he near Dundee or it's something?
These YouTube videos.
He made, he made some hoppy cider. But Woodchuck are also did in this series smoked apple cider. They got apple pomace and they smoked it with maple and applewood chips.
See, these sound like good ideas. The chocolate one, not so much.
The chocolate one could be very interesting, especially 6.9%.
Well, fair enough.
You'll be interesting.
Anyway, any more news?
So, that is our news, because it's a bit dry, to be honest. There's not much happening over the winter period, especially now Somerset is flooded.
Yeah, Somerset is underwater.
Struggling a wee bit.
Sympathies with that part of the world.
Indeed. So, I thought I would bring back the quiz.
The quiz, right? Okay. Quiz.
Now, a little bit different this time.
What?
Because, the world-famous quiz app that I introduced you to a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I've not used it since you introduced it to me.
Oh, well. It's an iPhone app, basically, where...
You don't need to advertise the app, IT.
No, I'm telling people, they need to know what it is if I'm talking about it, don't they? Well, they probably have. If you haven't heard of it, it's a cool quiz app where you can play against people. Anyway, I took the liberty of going on and adding or suggesting, submitting, is probably the word to put it, a bunch of cider questions. I'm still waiting for them to approve my submission. But while we do, I thought I'd...
Oh, so you wanted me to actually play the app?
No, not really on the show. It was just kind of... I just thought I'd use the questions from it.
Okay, right.
So rather, I think the last quiz we had was very much about what we've done in the show.
Yeah.
So this is about cider in general, pretty much.
Okay.
And all the questions in the quiz I submitted, I tried to keep them kind of not too UK-specific, but a kind of mix of stuff. So they're all multiple choice questions, and I'm hoping you're going to get them all right.
Okay, how many questions have we got here?
We have 5 questions. So, listeners at home, get your pens and paper at the ready. And this is multiple choice for the first time.
Okay.
Question number 1. Which of these cider producers is not based in Herefordshire? Thatcher's, Henny's, Dunkerton's, or Weston's? Don't tell me now, take your note.
You repeat the answers, please.
Thatcher's, Henny's, Dunkerton's, or Weston's? Which one is not based in Herefordshire?
Yeah, I think I'm good with that.
Okay, question number 2. Which US state is JK Scrumpy Cider produced in? Do you know this without me giving you the answers?
I know what I would guess, but I'm not 100% sure I'm right.
It's either California, Illinois, Florida, or Michigan. Which US state is JK's Scrumpy Cider produced?
The one I was going to guess at was there, so.
Okay, that's a good sign. Good sign. Question number three. Which of these is not part of Camra's real draft cider definition?
What is it with you negative questions here? Right?
I know, this one might prove confusing, but... No, that last one wasn't negative. Anyway, which of these is not part of Camra's real draft cider definition? No pasteurization, no yeast, no concentrates, no added flavorings.
Can you repeat the answers again, please?
Which of these is not part of Camra's real draft definition? No pasteurization, no yeast, no concentrates, no added flavorings.
That's hard. It's quite, I would have thought more than one of those was... Okay,
question number four. Where is Guatkin cider produced?
In what way? The town? The village?
I'm just about to give you the four options.
Alright.
Somerset, Wales, Herefordshire, or Worcestershire?
Okay.
And finally, question number five. A popular cider in the USA is Lazy Orchard, Angry Orchard, Apple Orchard, or Happy Orchard. Now, I did mention this in the show when I had my trip to the States.
Yeah, I think I remember this. All right, on you go.
Okay, so...
I'm broadly confident here I've got at least four.
Listeners at home, let us know how you get on. Which of these cider producers is not based in Herefordshire? Thatcher's, Henny's, Dunkerton's, or Weston's?
Thatcher's.
Correct, 1 point. Which US state is JK Scrumpy Cider produced? California, Illinois, Florida, or Michigan?
Michigan.
Correct. 2 out of 2. Which of these is not part of Camra's real draft cider specification? No pasteurization, no yeast, no concentrates, no added flavourings.
Right, I'm between two.
Which one are you going for?
Well, I'll tell you the ones in between. It's either no concentrate or no pasteurization. And I've gone for my first instinct, which I think is wrong, of no pasteurization.
So you're saying that they're not allowed to pasteurise?
Yes.
Incorrect.
What's the answer?
No yeast.
No yeast?
You're allowed yeast, but you're not allowed to pasteurise, you're not allowed concentrates, and you're not allowed added flavourings.
Hold on, ask the question again.
Which of these is not part of Camra's real draft cider definition? Did my double negative confuse you?
Yeah. See,
I read it several times very clearly.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You read it once, and then you read it again. You rushed through it the way you do.
I said not.
So that's your.
It's
your inept question in making. Right. Question four.
Question four. Where is Guatkin cider produced? Somerset, Wales, Herefordshire, or Worcestershire?
Worcestershire.
It's Herefordshire.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I thought you might say Wales. Just because it's an odd name. A popular cider in the USA is Lazy Orchard, Angry Orchard, Apple Orchard, or Happy Orchard?
Angry Orchard.
It is indeed. Well done.
So I would have got four, but for your inane question with double negatives, etc.
I think you sort of knew, because you said concentrate specialisation, so if it was between yeast and added flavour... Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. Fine. That is the one
so
I thought
you,
might
you
be
accept that you asked a question very badly.
Okay, how would you redefine the question?
I would have said, which of these is not part of real cider?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I said.
Right, we'll move on. We'll press on. I've got a
so not a bad score.
Implied 4 out of 5.
Not a bad score, other than your Guatkins. I would like to find some more Guatkins. The Yarlington Mill is an interesting one. So that is the quiz. Let us know how you did. Did anyone beat Neil? Did anyone get tripped up on my confusing question? And possibly we may see those questions on the QuizUp app sometime soon.
Is it those precise questions?
Probably. I submitted 15 questions in total, but I think they'll come back to me.
Do you know why you've not been approved yet? Because that's stupid double negative.
Yeah, possibly. It could be. I wouldn't know how to redo it, though, because they are... The definition is no this, no that, no this, no that.
We'll just change the question. Change the question.
How would you do it?
I don't know.
Well, there you go.
See, it's in front of me.
It's not as simple as you think.
Anyway, that's the quiz over. No more news. Any correspondence?
We did have a... Tweet from Stuart Page in Musselburgh.
One tweet? Is that all our correspondence?
Well, all the ones worth mentioning, to be honest. He said, after our last show, how about a show reviewing multiple ciders from the same producer, such as Quinty Dry?
Not a bad idea.
Which isn't a bad idea. However, the one thing that kind of gets in the way at the moment is that I've got such a backlog of cider already that I need to get through before we go to Canada, that it might not quite be easily possible. I mean, equally as well, I do like to kind of keep the ciders mixed up. I mean, we have had themes in the past, but the ciders have all been different. So I like to keep it mixed up. It's not a bad idea. Thanks for the suggestion. Because I do like McGuinty Drags. But, I mean, equal in that, I don't think I've ever actually found anywhere to buy McGuinty Drags. Well, other than the Bristol Cider Shop when we had that black one.
Yeah.
I've only ever had it randomly in pubs and down south and things.
Did you not get it off of your mate?
Stuart Growler Beers.
Yeah, Growler Beers, that's
it. He's planning to get in touch with people like Winter Drag, Dunkerton's.
I thought you had some Winter Drag.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm losing it. Of course. Yes, that's right. Growler Beers does have Winter Drag stuff in occasion, like Fiery Fox and Black Dragon and stuff. I'm getting very confused, but anyway.
Are you a bit tired?
yeah, I am. Four ciders to get through. But we didn't really have any pubs worth mentioning. We did head out after the show last time, but basically went to places we'd already been. However, I do want to give a special mention.
Where did we go?
We went down towards Leith. I do want to give a special mention to Tutor's Landing. Because, do you remember what we spied in their fridge?
No.
A 2-litre Demijohn's of Weston Scrumpy. Yeah. Now, I've seen that in the supermarkets, but getting a 2-litre bottle of Weston Scrumpy in a pub is a new thing to me.
But I remember talking about it, actually, right? But I don't remember asking about, like, how did you order? Did you order the entire Demijohn, or did you just get a half-pint glass of it, or how did it work?
Good point. I just kind of presumed that you could get the whole Demijohn. And I don't see why you couldn't.
Surely there must be some law in serving 2 litres of...
Well, I did wonder that.
Handing up, you get a bottle of champagne. What's worse? Two Demijohn on a cider or a bottle of champagne?
We'll have to find that out, because I had just presumed that you just got the full one. But I mean, Weston Scrumpy, I've had it several times in the past. I've never been too fussed about it. I think I just don't get on with Scrumpies, with the actual cloudy Scrumpies that well.
Yeah.
I think I do prefer Mount Murray ones. But I thought it was worth mentioning.
Well, that sounds completed all the definable features. I think, given that we're running ahead of time, usually we're about 50 minutes.
I know, it's you zipping through the ciders.
We'll zip through the ciders, we had no definable features, and I've not talked as much nonsense as usual.
Hey, right, I've got an idea.
Well, I was going to make a suggestion.
Okay, go on then.
We could discuss the future of the show.
What, now?
Well, yeah. Why not?
Well, we could try.
We keep the listeners involved as well, so they can hear our thoughts.
Okay.
So, I was thinking, we're going to can the cider, we're going to get through all the cider in the remainder of the time between now and you emigrating.
All backlog of cider that I have, yes.
So the Edinburgh Cider Review. The Edinburgh Cider Review will continue in its current format for at least a couple of months and, let's say, 3 or 4 shows. Yes?
Yeah.
Something like that. But then after that, and I think we briefly discussed this outside of the podcast, we'd like to keep the website going in some form.
For sure.
We'd like to maybe have we might even try the odd international podcast via Skype or something.
Yeah,
like
it
that
would have to be in a completely different format. We couldn't just be trying random ciders by ourselves and saying what we think.
We would. So maybe we open that up to the listeners as well. Give us ideas of, because I'm sure listeners have heard other podcasts that do this kind of thing over Skype or the...
I mean, we're not looking to copy. We've always been original.
We are. I mean, but it's not... It's
I know, it's ideas.
It's a common medium to present your podcast over one side of the Atlantic to the other, so it's not something we could do. I mean, say I come to visit Canada, we could do a proper podcast as well, so we'll open
we
up.
We could.
We'll welcome suggestions of how we could keep the thing going in some format.
A lot of this hinges on Ontario selling some decent cider in the first place. Otherwise, it would just be you telling me how great the cider is that you're drinking these days and me sitting there with a... What does Canadians drink? I don't know, a bottle of maple syrup or something.
Drinking a bottle of maple syrup.
Maple syrup cider. I'd be up for that. Anyway.
Right.
Send
us some ideas about how to keep things going. I mean, if there's anything... I suppose it's a good point to mention the website. So we've done the cider map. We've got the cider league there. We might revamp it. Who knows? But if there's any additional things you'd like to put on the website, given the status of the show and what might be happening... Send us your ideas.
I think a lot of it, we will have to hand it over to the listeners. So it will be up to them to let us know when they discover any changes to the cider map, any new cider pubs, any different ciders in Edinburgh. Because we will wish to obviously keep the map up to date, even while I'm in the grand country of Canada.
You're emigrating.
I'll be back at some point.
One flight, one way ticket.
I will be back in a couple of years.
Becoming Canadian.
You can't. I am going to have to take over. I've got plans. There's a limit. I think I can take over 24 or like 12 liters of cider of alcohol. I think I'm allowed to move that over with me.
And is all of that going to be cider, or are you going to throw in some whiskey?
Well, yeah, that's true.
You'll be able to get good whiskey out there.
I'm sure. Well, it's probably expensive. But I do plan to take. So I was thinking that if I'm out there for 2 years and I take over 24 bottles of good cider, that means that I can have at least one good cider a month.
Well, I suppose.
So I plan that.
Interesting, but, though, that you say. I mean, you'll say, oh, if we had a show over Skype or something, it would end up me just telling you about the good cider I've drunk. The truth is, and we've discussed this before in the show, the more and more good cider we have, the higher and higher my threshold of what a good cider is, to the point where, and I can still drink cheap beer, I don't mind cheap beer, but cheap cider I just can't drink anymore. So I'll probably drink less cider once you leave. So it maybe won't be as the same way you think.
True.
Anyway, I keep interrupting you.
Yes. No, I mean, talking about the future, I want to not bring up a suggestion, but an idea for the next show. It's more of an order than a suggestion. But in our next show, I think you should take over the reins of dealing with the content of the show.
What do you mean I don't do anything already?
Well, now that you're not having to think of a single word to say at the start of each show.
Oh, that was very taxing.
What, it doesn't sound like. So I think you should have a go at dealing with the content for the show. I will pick the.
We've done that before.
We did it once. Didn't work. I think it's time to do it again.
You just can't be bothered. And you're getting a bit tired of you doing all the work and me just swanning,
yes.
swanning into
honest.
Your flat.
To be honest, yes.
All right, maybe. Right, well, if you're going to put me in charge of content.
Yep.
Then
the next show is all yours.
The next show will consist of whatever cider you choose.
Yep.
And us talking nonsense.
Okay. Well, we'll see how that goes then, won't we?
Yeah. Kind of like the last 5 minutes of this show has been. Maybe on that note, we should leave.
I think we should leave.
Yeah. So thank you for listening to episode 21. We'll see you hopefully very soon for episode 22.
Hopefully very soon. Follow us on Twitter, CiderView. Get in touch with us. All the usual stuff. Goodbye.
Goodbye.